So why is remembrance of Krishna focused on so much that Rupa Goswami says the main principle of sadhana would be somehow or other remember Krishna? Yes, that's because remembrance is our primary connection with Krishna. So, to the extent we are remembering Krishna, to the extent we are connected with Him. Now, of course, we can be connected through service also practically. So, even if there is no remembrance, at least we should do service. But remembrance is at the level of consciousness. See, ultimately, if we consider for the soul in the material world, everything is external. I have a body, but actually the body is not in my control. Right now, I am speaking about Krishna, but tomorrow if my throat becomes sore, I may no longer be able to speak about Krishna. So I may be doing various services. As long as I can do them, I should do them. But the capacity to do service in this world depends on factors that are not in our control. So I may want to preach, but then something goes wrong and I'm not able to speak, I'm not able to do something, I'm not able to preach. The service that does not depend on anything external to us is remembrance. The soul has its innate feature of being conscious. And that consciousness, the soul has free will about where to direct the consciousness. So when we grow old, when we get diseased, when we are about to die, at that time, physically we may be incapable of anything. But this is one thing which we are capable of, directing our consciousness towards Krishna. So ultimately, remembrance of Krishna is what the soul can offer as his own offering to Krishna. If somebody sings very nicely, somebody speaks very nicely, somebody manages very nicely, that's also an offering to Krishna. But how is that offering done? That is, you know, Krishna only by past karma has given the soul that ability to sing nicely, speak nicely, manage nicely, and the soul is using that ability. But it is, the soul may be doing it for one's own fame and pleasure also. We don't know that. So actually, what is our own to offer to Krishna is our consciousness. Everything else also we are meant to offer. But actually, it's not ours. It is under our custody. And we may be externally offering it to Krishna, but internally we may be remembering ourselves only. We may be thinking, I am so clever, I am so great. So then, that is not really a high level of power. That's why the important thing is we stay connected with Krishna. Because our mind, our conscious mind is too agitated, we may not be able to remember Krishna right now. But by the practice, we keep doing the practice of trying to fix the mind on Krishna, then our mind becomes inclined towards Krishna. And as it becomes more and more inclined towards Krishna, then its remembrance will become more natural, more habitual. And that's how we will be able to move closer, we will be able to remember Him even when we are not able to do anything. Does that answer your question?